Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're going to talk about video branding today and what you can do as a small business or an e-commerce business to increase your conversions and your visibility through video marketing. Now, everybody loves video. Half of the content consumed online is video. However, business owners usually tend to be scared of video. They don't know where to start. They don't know what kind of videos they should do. They're scared that they will do a video and not enough people will see that video. It's not really about how many people see your video. It's about how those people that see that video engage with you. And today we're going to talk about that and the different metrics. Now, Joe, we've been doing video for a while for Optimum 7. From your experience, let's talk about our business. How has that changed the types of prospects, the types of clients that we have? How has it changed our branding?
So I think our videos that we've been producing have helped us nail down our right target audience. I see that, you know, we get leads come to us that are a bit more well-informed. They know what they want, they know what they're looking for, and they know our product offering. So I think that the videos that we have put out there have helped kind of narrow down and hit the right consumer, the right client, the right potential client. And then when they come to us, we're kind of ready to get started. There's really no gray area because, you know, we kind of open their eyes prior to even coming to us about what it is that we do and what we can do for them.
Correct. So when it comes to this this conversation about videos, again, you, as a business owner, you're always trying to differentiate yourself from competitors. And I think video is one of the fastest and the most efficient ways of doing that. Let's start with e-commerce, because we deal with a lot of e-commerce clients. And a lot of our e-commerce clients do not have video reviews for their products. And we've been pushing this a lot recently. There are some challenges. If you're selling 10 products, you could do video reviews, okay? But if you're selling thousands of products, they don't really know where to start, right? So what would you say to those people who say, well, I'm an e-commerce business, I know that video is important, I am not doing it, where should I start?
Focus on the products that are currently doing well, that could potentially do better. You know, we know that product videos sometimes have an upwards of 144% conversion rate. So focus on the products that you know do well but could potentially do better, and then work your way down. You know, again, if you have thousands of products, there's no way, it doesn't really make sense to start pumping out videos for each and every one. So prioritize and work your way down the list.
And do not do automated videos. There are tools out there that do automated 10-second, 20-second product videos from images. Don't do that. It has no value. eMarketer states that 45% of people who are going to buy online first watch video product reviews now, and also review the reviews online for those products. So you definitely have to have a review system. You definitely have to have a video reviews or video descriptions of your products. This is becoming a must now. And if you have a few products, just, you know, hire a professional company and do it. We at Optimum 7, we work with some other companies and we provide this service because our clients ask us for it. It's not our stronghold, but we have to provide it. And if you have thousands of products or hundreds of products, you know, look at your past 90 days or 6 months and focus on the top selling products. I think this is where the opportunity lies. Now, what metrics do product videos or video reviews improve? Let's talk about it from a conversion standpoint. And what have you seen in our in our client statistics in terms of improvement?
Yeah. So one thing I see a lot is an engagement. I see a large increase in engagement where users are not just going to a product page and leaving right away. They're actually hanging on. They're looking at the videos. After they look at the videos, then they're kind of a little bit more intrigued to read through the description.
So it actually increases the average time on site.
Exactly.
Which is a good metric for organic SEO.
Yeah.
And then you're saying that people are engaging more, meaning like they're asking questions.
Correct.
They're...
I'm more inclined to then go down and read the reviews. I know a little bit more. They've caught my attention, and now I want to learn more about this product, which then in turn we've seen a higher conversion rate because of the amount of time that we have them on that page.
Got it. Got it. And ultimately, of course, it increases the conversion rate. Let's talk about if you can just do a 360 of a product, mm-hmm. or if there's a human being describing the product. Yeah. Which one do you think is better?
So it really all depends on your product. If you have a product that really warrants a lifestyle shot, you know, where you want to see the usage and application of that product.
Kind of like a luxury product, maybe a watch,
yeah,
maybe.
Okay. Absolutely. You know, then I would highly recommend going through and kind of, you know, spending a little bit more on a better production mm-hmm. to have that lifestyle shot. Whereas some other products that are pretty straightforward, you can get away with having a 360, maybe a comparison, a size comparison video, something mm-hmm. like that.
Got it. And it definitely increases conversions due to the fact that you are not just providing a couple of pictures. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys remember or if you remember, Joe, but one of the first major companies that started doing this was Zappos. They would do a product video for every single shoe that they have, and they would put a face on it. So it depends on the type of products. Now, if you were to do a product video for one product, let's say, a professional product video, mm-hmm. What costs are we looking at? How much should you really spend on a product video as a small or medium-sized e-commerce owner?
If you're looking for something that's at, you know, good quality, you're not going to be paying anything less than around $3,000.
Okay. And what should be the high range of this if I'm just looking for a basic product review but effective product review?
Yeah, I would say a high range is around $7,000-$8,000.
Got it. So another thing that you need to look at is you want to get the footage, right? And when you get the footage, you can create different versions of that. You can create 60-second Instagram or Facebook videos that you can try to get conversions on, or you can create a different versions of the same video, same product video, to basically leverage paid ads on Facebook. We see a lot of conversions on Facebook. Yeah. We see good conversions on Facebook, especially for attractive e-commerce products. What I mean by that, if there's a social element to your e-commerce product, if you're selling luxury watches, if you're selling a lifestyle brand, you'll definitely get those types of conversions. Let's talk about businesses who work on lead generation. Mm-hmm. And again, Optimum 7 is an example. Recently, we redid our service pages mm-hmm. and we put a video on every one of those service pages. How does it affect if you're selling a service or if you're providing a service, yep. if you do those videos on your service pages?
Yeah, I think this goes back to what we said in the beginning. You know, I think what this does is it helps inform your potential clients. So that way, when they come to you, you know, they know exactly what it is that you do. They know what they're looking for, and they know that you're the right person for the job.
Yeah.
So I think it really helps narrow down the right consumer. And at the same time, it helps the consumer narrow down the right company for them
Correct.
To work with.
Because the moment that somebody finds your website, doesn't matter where, they could find it on organic search, they could find it on a paid ad, they could be looking at a press release. They don't know you. You could be really good at what you do and they don't know you. And video breaks that barrier where somebody might feel like they know you, they've seen you before, mm-hmm. And it's definitely going to increase conversions. We do something here at Optimum 7. Everybody that comes to our website, we retarget them with a video on Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, mm-hmm. right? And the only reason we do that is because we want to put a face on it. If you put a face to a specific service or a product, there's no question that the conversions are going to increase. And remember, if you're one of the first people to do this in your industry or in your service representation, you are going to beat your competitors. So it's a good competitive advantage if your competitors are not currently doing that. And it's going to, again, increase conversions. The moment that we changed this on Optimum 7, we started getting more conversions. We started getting more leads. But, again, it depends on how much value you provide in that video as well. Don't just do a generic video. Actually talk about your expertise and your services in detail. But not a, and, again, keep it short. Don't make it a five-minute video. You want to really communicate as effectively as possible. We are always looking at increasing conversion rates and increasing engagement. So let's talk about these video signatures.
Yeah. You know, these video signatures are a great way to humanize your business. You know, it's a great way for, you know, someone to be able to see into the culture of your company, which is great. You know, it helps, again, it helps me feel a little bit more comfortable about working with this individual, knowing what they're like on a personal level. So they're very powerful. I think it's a great avenue.
Yep. So what we recently started doing is we started creating video signatures for our own staff here. When we onboard a new client and we give them an account rep, we obviously want them to be in touch with that account rep, and we want to put a human touch to it. So a lot of people talk about B2C, B2B, B2G, but a lot of people also forget, you know, human to human, which is that's how you get clients. That's how you retain clients. That's how you handle customer satisfaction. When you can actually be human about it, because everybody's looking for that touch.
That's how you build and maintain relationships.
Correct. So relationships is a big word for us, and is a big word here, because there is so much noise out there, and there is so many options that you have to somewhat differentiate yourself with your expertise, with your clients, with the videos that you do. And you have to, and again, we're saying this is generic, mm-hmm. but you have to put a face on it, because people don't know who you are and what you've been able to accomplish. So why not communicate that through a video? So these video signatures, how do they really work? So you could do an intro video signature. It shouldn't mm-hmm. be more than, I think, 30, 40 seconds. Introduces your staff, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, if you are, for example, if you are dealing with a client, Joe, it should be in your email signature.
Yep.
And when you onboard a client, or when you're talking to a prospect, mm-hmm. what do? You basically send it to them. Hey, I just created a video for you, kind of thing.
Yeah. So you just have it in your email signature the same way you do with your name and, you know, your other information. And what it is, it's just a short video, tells them about yourself, your hobbies, what you like to do. Again, not so business oriented. It's more on a personal level, but mm-hmm. it helps, you know, the recipient on the other end kind of get a feel for who you are and how to communicate with you.
Correct. If you're a sales consultant, if you are a realtor, if you are a doctor, if you're in the medical industry, if you are doing anything that has to do with interacting with other people, which is, I think, 98% of the job force, mm-hmm. you should have a video signature that introduces you and that describes to your clients, your prospects, your coworkers. I think it's very, very important. There are different types of videos that you could do as well. We have testimonials. I think that's straightforward. Mm-hmm. Go to your best customers, get them to talk about your business and specifically discuss how you've been able to help them or what you've been able to do for them.
So I think one thing to kind of put out there is that video doesn't always necessarily mean recorded, right? We talked about putting a face to your business, and that could also mean for your sales department. Rather than hopping on a phone call, hop on a face-to-face, either through Skype, through, you know, Google Hangout, whatever the case may be. But, you know, having a face-to-face interaction is also extremely impactful. So that it allows them to see your energy. It allows them to see, you know, you. And we've seen a tremendous growth in conversions by, you know, rather than hopping on a first kickoff call and it just being over the phone, we actually set up the video conference and we can see everybody face to face.
Correct. So we use Zoom for that. There are a lot of different video conferencing mm-hmm. tools. And do that every time. Your prospect or your client doesn't have to have his video turned on, but turn on yours. Have them see you. Have them see your passion. Have them see how you are presenting, because the gestures, it makes a huge difference. And everybody is practicing this now, where if you're sending any kind of proposal to a prospect, if you're trying to close a sale, if you are not face-to-face with them in person and via a conference call, you're doing it wrong. Definitely present all of those proposals over the phone, on a conference call where you see them and they see you. Make it mandatory for your sales teams as well. We talked about a lot of stuff. Where do you get started?
Well, I mean, you just need to find the right agency. Mm-hmm. You need to do your research. You need to look for the right agency. Look at some of their previous works. Look at what they've done and see if they're a right fit for you. Obviously, you know, it has to fall within your budget, right? So if they're in the same ballpark that you're thinking of, and they, you know, and they have the talent and the quality to be able to do it, you know, jump right in.
Correct. And invest in your business. Don't look at everything. And this is an advice from us, because we talk to a lot of business owners. Don't look at everything from an ROI standpoint. There are certain things that you cannot put an ROI on. Okay. Therefore, invest in your business. Might be intermediate term, it might be long term. Video is one of those investments. It's not going anywhere. It's going to get more and more popular, especially in the B2B segment. And more people are going to be doing it. Obviously, industries like industrial machinery and wholesale will be the last ones to adapt to this kind of approach. So if you're in these industries, if you do video, if you start doing video, you're going to get the upper hand. That's about it for this week. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover, or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.